There are two practice questions to complete this session. The first step is to consider Cordelia's chargeable estate. She left her house in Italy to her grandson, Paul. This is a chargeable gift. The residue is split between chargeable and non-chargeable beneficiaries. The residue consists of the cottage in Devon and the cash and quoted shares totalling £390,000. Half of this is chargeable, leaving a total chargeable estate of £620,000. We deduct the full nil band to leave a taxable amount of £295,000. The specific gift of the house in Italy is tax-bearing. No grossing up is therefore required. The inheritance tax at 40% is therefore £118,000. If we express this tax as a percentage of the chargeable estate, the estate rate applicable is 19.0323%. The tax of £118,000 is borne by two different people. The gift of the house in Italy to Paul is tax-bearing. Using the estate rate, the tax on the gift is £80,887. This will be suffered by Paul. In addition, the tax on the chargeable half of the estate will be suffered by Cordelia's daughter. Again, using the estate rate, this tax is £37,113. The requirement is to calculate Paul's net legacy after inheritance tax. The house in Italy was worth £425,000. However, from this gross legacy, Paul is required to discharge inheritance tax. Paul's net legacy after payment of the inheritance tax is therefore £344,113. In this example, Gerald leaves a tax-free legacy to his son and the residue of the estate to a charity. Therefore, in order to calculate the inheritance tax, we must consider the single grossing rules. The only part of Gerald's estate which is chargeable to IHT is the £900,000 net legacy to his son. From this, we deduct the remaining nil band. As Gerald's lifetime transfers exceeded the nil band, none is remaining, leaving a taxable amount of £900,000. To calculate the inheritance tax, we used the grossed-up rate of 40 over 60, giving tax due of £600,000. This tax will be met from the residue of the estate, i.e., it will be suffered by the charity. The total estate is £2 million. We know that the son has a tax-free legacy of £900,000. The tax payable to the revenue is £600,000, leaving the balance of the estate of £500,000 to be distributed to the charity. This concludes this lecture on grossing up of legacies.